Hi, this is Gloss with Nash Bozard's Radio Dead Air, and I have Teresa Bain here, the author and vampirologist who's responsible for Actual Factual Dracula. What can you tell me about your new book?
It is a nonfiction historical reference guide about vampires. It has 900 different species of vampires cataloged in a field guide format. It is covers every vampire that I can find from every culture that has existed from all over the planet. I'm sorry, you'll be able to edit this, right?
I wouldn't worry too much about that. I know Nash can. Let's see. I've always heard of some of the odd species, like the Penangula and things like that. Would you have anything to say about, say, Joseph Sheridan Lefanu and Polidori and all that crowd that were pre-Bram Stoker, but in that 19th century type, English vampire phrase?
No, actually, I can't talk any about it. I'm not familiar with that. The only thing I would know about that is Christabel, who is one of the vampires that I considered literarily significant enough to catalog for my book. Most of the vampires that are covered in my book, I don't have anything from literature or from fiction for the most part. There are six in my book, but that's because they fulfilled a very specific catalog or criteria when I was doing my research. I myself only read about four fiction books a year, so because I have to do so much reading of nonfiction books for my other books and for this particular one. So
that makes sense. Do you include monsters like, say, the Chupacabra, that sort of thing?
Yes, the Chupacabra is in my book, but it is not the Chupacabra that most people think of when they hear about the Chupacabra on the news being cited in, like, Washington, D.C. The Chupacabra that's in my book, I went back to the earliest possible recorded reference that I could find, which is like around the time of Cortez, and that is the truest chupacabra, which is described as actually a smallish, greenish, scaly man, and not just one, but an army of them that would attack, and they were ambush predators, and they had spears, and they would jump down in mass, like 50 to 100 at a time, and land on the mounted soldiers on horseback. That is the true origin of the Chupacabra legend. The one you hear about now, about the one like pushing cyclists off their bikes and stealing water bottles, is an incredibly watered-down version of the myth, and I didn't even include it. Mostly because I don't believe the Chupacabra exists like in Florida and is attacking cyclists, but if you are interested in that, there's like the internet if you want that sort of misinformation.
That makes sense. Cortez is always important to me because I live in Alabama and was born there, and that's the area that he came through ages ago. Do you include, say, some of the vampiric, fae-type creatures like the Dinashi or, say, the dwarfish El Duende of southern Spain?
Yes, I do. Anything that fell into the category of vampire fell into my book. I have vampiric gods, vampiric fae, vampiric ghosts, vampiric corpses, vampiric spirits, and other entities. So if it fell into the category of vampire, it was included in my book.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. This is for Nash Bozard's Radio Dead Air. It's a broadcast on the internet on Monday nights, starting about 7 o'clock Eastern Time till about midnight, I think. If I'm wrong about that, Nash, correct me. And thank you very much. This was Teresa Bain, the author of Actual Factual Dracula.
Teresa Bain, and you're listening to Radio Dead Air.